This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. We got a beautiful evening, this cold evening that we are receiving here in Florida. This is a beautiful evening God has made for us. I'm always with my beautiful wife, Gisela. Today, we don't have my boys today. They're at their auntie's house with the other cousins and having a good old day. And they're going to listen to us today on the radio. So I'm going to say hello to my son, Eli, Matthew, Caleb, and the cousins, which was Gabriel and Melanie and Uncle Victor, Auntie Diana, and all the people who are at the house today. God bless you all. I know you guys are listening and having a good time. And at this time, I'd like to introduce to my wife, Gisela.
Dios les bendiga a todos en esta noche, esta preciosa noche. Noche bastante fría. Riquísimo el ambiente en el día de hoy en Florida. Saludamos a todos los amigos y familiares que se encuentran escuchando, especialmente a mi hermana Diana, a su esposo Víctor, a mis hijos que están por allá, a Eli, Matthew y a Caleb. Un besito también a mi Gabriel hermoso, al Migori, y a Melanie, mi princesa. Dios me los bendiga, Dios me los guarde, y quedan debidamente saludados.
Today we have a beautiful service. We have a beautiful message that the Lord has placed in our hearts to preach today. So I invite you to get your Bibles ready and open up your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16. And before we begin, we always pray on the air before we read the Word of God. So let us bow our heads and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that we're about to read. We ask you to bless them. Hallelujah. Bless all those who are listening, and that your word may touch many, many who are listening at this time. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dios les bendiga. Dios les bendiga. Estamos muy contentos en esta noche de estar una vez más en Liberating the Oppressed. Y hoy tenemos un tema suculento para saborearlo. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Y mientras esta tarde mi esposo y yo conversábamos, nos vino a la mente este tema hermoso y queremos compartirlo contigo en esta noche.
Amen. So the word is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and the church says, Amen. Amen. For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again, but the wicked are brought down by calamity.
Porque 7 veces cae el justo y vuelve a levantarse, mas los impíos caerán en el mar. Proverbios 24:16.
And today's subject and theme we're going to be basing our reading is, if you fall again, get up.
Si vuelves a caer, levántate.
Amen, amen. So if you fall 7 times. 7 times the Holy Spirit will lift you up. Now, well, there's a certain point that it says a righteous man, a righteous woman, a righteous child. Hallelujah. You have to be righteous before the presence of God. So those 7 times that you fall, the Holy Spirit will lift you up.
Get up.
Get up. Today we have a good friend of mine, and I call him by Pastor Dave, and sometimes we get Pastor Dave with us, sometimes we get Sister Karen with us, and I know Karen is having a good time tonight. She's relaxing, and we always have some really good conversations about the Word of God and what God is doing in Palm City, in our church, in His church, and all the glory is to our Savior Jesus Christ. So, the Bible says, for though A righteous man falls seven times, he rises again, but the wicked, this is very important, the wicked are brought down by calamity. And I looked up the word calamity, it was just thrown out there, and I said, well, Lord, what does this mean? And it says a load or a burden under which one is crushed, hence misfortune. Wow. So the wicked will be given a load. A wicked will be, hallelujah, carrying, hallelujah, and is crushed, hence his misfortune for being a wicked man. In the world in which we live today, we find ourselves surrounded, hallelujah, by men and women who are just plain old evil. And sometimes their wrongdoing or their evil doing brings down a righteous man or a righteous woman. The Bible says that these men and women, hallelujah, they have fallen, will be lifted up, hallelujah, with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen, hallelujah.
We find ourselves that even though, hallelujah, we are fallen and we have sometimes just said, Lord, I just don't have the strength as I used to. I don't see things the way I used to see, or just that load, that burden that I have, hallelujah, is just too much for me. Nos encontramos, aleluya, que a veces, Santo Jesús, que cuando estamos caminando en nuestra vida, se nos hace pesada y a veces nos caímos. Y cuando estamos en el piso, la Biblia dice que el Señor, aleluya, con su mano, aleluya, con el Espíritu Santo, nos levantan de donde nos encontramos. Pero hay una palabra muy importante que se llama righteousness. Oh, aleluya. Y entendemos, aleluya, que este hombre, Santo Jesús, esta mujer que ha sido bombardeado por tanta, aleluya, gente mala que nos encontramos aún nosotros, podemos ver que el Señor siempre nos levanta. And we find ourselves, hallelujah, after being bombarded by wickedness, by evil doing, and sometimes the load that we carry is yet a little bit too much. You find yourself that you say, I can't get up today. I just can't get up. It's just too much for me. The burden is too me. It's too heavy for me to carry. And you can't even bow down. And you can't even kneel to pray to God and say, Lord, give me strength.
En esta noche te venimos a hablar acerca de las caídas del justo. ¿Cuántas veces dice la palabra del Señor que cae el justo? Dice, porque siete veces cae el justo y vuelve a levantarse. Fíjate que no le está dando importancia al injusto, sino al justo. O sea, que personas como usted y como yo, lamentablemente, tenemos nuestros días difíciles, ¿verdad? Y no significa que nosotros estamos ya automáticamente excluidos de su presencia. Por el contrario, en nuestra humanidad, dice la palabra en Romanos 3:23, por cuanto todos pecaron, todos estamos pecaron, destituidos de la gloria del Señor. Eso significa que aquí no tenemos santos, ni tenemos ángeles que vuelan en la tierra.
Aleluya.
Alabanza al Señor, ¿verdad? Todos, desde el primero que está arriba hasta el último pequeñito que está abajo dentro y fuera de la iglesia, todos caemos en la misma categoría, todos pecamos. ¿Y cómo pecamos, Gisela? Pecamos todos los días, en pensamiento, en acto,
pero
en acción.
Es una herencia que tenemos por, aleluya, los primeros que pecaron delante de la presencia del Señor, que se llama Adán
y Eva.
Aleluya. So, hallelujah, what my wife and I were speaking, hallelujah, is that we all have fallen short before the presence of the Lord, for we have all sinned. And it's an inheritance that we have, that we inherited from Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Now, what makes us,
hallelujah, justified before the presence of the Lord is when we have been washed, hallelujah, we have been clothed by Jesus Christ, by the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ have done for us. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say is that even though we have fallen, we have a lawyer that is always at the right-hand side of the Father. And when we fall, hallelujah, and the burden is too much, and you say, Father, hallelujah, Jesus, help me in the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus Christ said, I died for him. Yo morí por él o ella. I am his Savior. And he says, Father, look at my hands, for I have sacrificed for him or for her.
Fíjese, pastor, hay personas que no hacen ningún mínimo esfuerzo para intentar traer un cambio a su vida. Hay muchos que dicen, yo soy así, Dios me hizo así, y ni tú ni nadie me va a cambiar, y voy a morir así.
There are people that sometimes will not, you know, they don't have an inch of self-dignity, and they say, well, this is the way I am, this is who I am, and no one's going to change me. Hallelujah. When you find yourself in this situation is when you most need Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nos encontramos con personas que dicen en estas palabras, hallelujah, que mi esposa repitió, hallelujah, que dice, me encuentro, yo soy así, nadie me va a cambiar. How many people we are speaking to in a daily basis? We speak to them and they say, well, no one, you know, I'm born this way and I'm not going to change. I'm going to be this way until the day I die. So what you're trying to tell me is that you prefer, hallelujah, to give up everything that Jesus is giving to you to be condemned to everlasting hell. Hallelujah. And you say to yourself, I will never change, when Jesus is saying, even though you have fallen seven times the righteous man will be lifted up.
Existen personas que luchan constantemente por intentar cambiar. Y esos somos nosotros. Todos los días luchamos con esta carne que pesa.
Oh, yes. Every day we have a battle with our flesh, with sin.
Y estamos luchando y creemos y sabemos que Dios nos ayuda en traer en este cambio. Pero sabes una cosa, constantemente los golpes
te enseñan,
pero te marcan. Muchas veces superas un golpe en la vida, sientes la bonanza y vuelve y cae. Entonces, en esta noche lo que queremos decir, que no importa cuántas veces tú puedas caerte en tus aflicciones, en tus problemas, hay una esperanza. Y la esperanza te está diciendo el Señor en esta noche, tan fácil y tan sencillo, caíste, levántate.
Oh, hallelujah. If you find yourself in a situation that you have and you believe that you have fallen from the grace of God and you have done something that you know it's not according to God's will in your life and you have fallen, and the devil tells you you have no more opportunity. All your nine cats, as people say, you have nine cats living. Hallelujah. That skinned the cat. Hallelujah. Oh, you got what? Seven cats left? You got what? Five? You know, because you throw a cat in the air, he would always fall on his own two feet. But there'll come a day that you are going to fall down and you're not going to fall on your own two feet. Hallelujah.
La sensación de estar caído a nadie le agrada.
Yes.
El tener que reconocer que cometiste un error, son muy pocas las personas. Es más, yo digo que de valiente reconocer que ha cometido un error, ¿verdad? E intente levantarse del polvo en donde cayó, donde tocó. Porque es fácil señalarle los defectos a otros. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Pero reconocer nosotros que hemos cometido un error y pedir perdón, ahí es que está la cosa difícil.
You see, it's easy always to throw the blame on someone else. It's so easy to say, well, I fell from the grace of the Lord because of such and such person did something to me, or while I was in church, they stepped on my toes and my toes hurt, and the pastor did not say hello to me, or God bless you, or he did not shake my hand, or your neighbor, hallelujah, did not say anything to you, or your neighbor looked at you wrong. You thought he looked at, or she looked at you wrong, and it was not. It was just your mind. Or if he did, he was just trying to say hello or say goodbye, or say, hey, you got something in your hair. And you say, I don't want to go back to church no more. Or the pastor had a strong word, and he was saying, you need to change. You need to get back on track. And you say to yourself, but it's too hard for me. That cross is too heavy for me. And you say to yourself, well, I'm not going back to church. I'm going to go back to the way I used to be. It's much easier. And God is just saying, I'm giving you the opportunity to come back. Come back. If we look at the Bible in Micaiah chapter 7, verse 8, it says, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, many people are sitting in darkness and they can't find us the way through. They don't have a flashlight. And the flashlight is Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord will be my light. That's in Micaiah, hallelujah, Micaiah chapter 7, verse 8.
Tú, enemigo mío, no te alegres de mí. Porque aunque caí, me levantaré. Aunque more en tinieblas, Jehová será mi luz. Aleluya. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Y quiero traerte un ejemplo, pastor, unificándolo con Micaías 7:8. Gloria al Señor. Miqueas, perdón, Micaías. Miqueas capítulo 7, verso 8. Quiero hablar del ejemplo que a usted le apasiona y a mí me encanta también.
Okay,
y es el Señor llamado Apóstol Pedro.
Oh, Peter. Apóstol Peter.
Pedro, el amado.
Yes.
Gloria al Señor, aleluya.
Strong words.
El que defendía a Jesús con pasión.
Oh, he defended Jesus with passion.
Yo por este Jesús que amo, que defiendo.
This Jesus who I love with so much passion, I will defend you.
Yo lo voy a defender.
I will defend you until death.
Y recordamos el momento cuando estaba en el mar, que Jesús le dijo, ven.
And we remember when the apostles were in the at high seas.
Él le dijo, ven, camina sobre las aguas.
And Peter told, and he saw Peter. Peter saw Jesus at a little bit off far, and he said, if Jesus, is this you? Let me command me that I come to you.
Un hombre lleno de fe.
And this is the man that had a lot of faith.
Pero comenzó a hundirse.
But he found himself sinking in the water.
Se cayó.
The Bible says that he fell inside the water.
Le gritó a Jesús, ayúdame.
And he started to shout out to Jesus, Jesus, save me.
¿Y qué falló allí?
And who's at fault there?
Oh.
And Jesus said, man of little faith, why did you doubt?
Jesús lo mandó a callar.
Oh, Jesus did not send him to, did not say to be quiet.
Porque en ese momento las palabras que dijo, Jesús lo tuvo que reprender y dijo, apártate de mí, Satanás.
Okay, in another situation when Peter told Jesus, don't go because, you know, you will die over there, or they're going to grab you. And Jesus says, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan.
Entonces, en otra escena, vemos a Jesús dialogando con Pedro y él exclamando, diciendo, no, yo por ti, Jesús, te defiendo hasta la muerte.
In another scene, we see Peter telling Jesus, I will defend you, hallelujah, until death. And we see the situation that's happening in Gethsemane, hallelujah, when Jesus takes the sword, when Peter takes the sword and cuts the ear off another centurion over there, and Jesus puts the ear back on him.
Se llevan a Jesús arrestado.
They take Jesus and they arrest him.
Y recordemos lo que le dijo la cena.
And we remind you what Jesus told Peter.
Que lo iba a negar tres veces.
That he was going to neglect Jesus three times.
Antes de que cantara el gallo.
Before the rooster crows three times, you
no,
will deny
Jesús,
me.
Yo.
And Peter said, no, no, I will never do that.
Antes de que cantara el gallo.
Before the rooster crows, you will neglect me three times.
Pedro cayó de nuevo.
Peter fell once again.
Entonces vemos la humanidad de Pedro.
And then we see the human side of Peter.
Quería cambiar.
He wanted to change.
Pero todavía estaba con la cadena pasada.
But he was still burdened with chains of his past.
Oh, Pedro, Pedro.
Oh, Peter, Peter.
Yo lo que quiero es levantarte.
All I want to do is lift you up.
Pero tienes que entender que no es a tu manera, es a la mía.
But it's not the way you want to be lifted up. It's going to be the way I'm going to lift you up.
¿Y qué pasó con Pedro?
And what happened to Peter?
Lloró amargamente.
He cried so bitter.
¿Y tú te crees que Pedro se quedó en el suelo?
But do you believe or you think that Peter still stayed on the ground?
No.
He did not.
¿Se arrepintió?
He repented of his sins.
Pero a partir de ese día.
But from that day on, his life
de todas
changed.
Las veces que cayó.
And all the times that Peter has fallen.
El Señor,
the Lord,
lo levantó.
Lifted him up.
Así que en esta noche,
tonight I tell you,
haz y acepta el reto.
Give you a challenge.
Y no le digas al Señor que no puedes levantarte porque tú has pecado mucho.
And do not tell the Lord I cannot get up from where I'm at.
Porque Pedro también cometió muchos errores.
Because Apostle Paul committed many and has fallen many times.
Pero la clave fue que él se arrepintió.
But hallelujah, the key point here that Peter was able to lift himself up.
Pero no lo dejó ahí.
But he did not leave it there.
Se levantó.
He lifted himself up.
Y dice la palabra que su primera predicación.
And the Bible says after he received the baptism,
3,000.
Hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost, he preached. And over 3,000 men, no, over 5, it was 5,000 men.
En la segunda predicación, 5,000.
And the second time he preached, 5,000 men were saved. So this is already 5, 6, 7, 8.
Y voy más lejos. Dice la palabra que por donde Pedro pasaba, la gente tiraba a los enfermos.
And I'm going to tell you something else more, that the Bible says that when Peter was walking his shadows, people would put people who were sick, who were lame, and just by the shadow of Peter, people were being healed. Hallelujah.
Con la sombra.
Hallelujah.
Era with tanta his, la presencia que
shadow,
había en él.
The presence that Peter had.
La presencia tan fuerte que había en él.
The presence of Peter.
Que
was
la
so
sombra.
Strong, that the shadow
de Pedro.
Of Peter.
Estaba cargada de unción.
It had so much anointing that people were beginning to be healed.
Pero no era la unción de Pedro.
It was not the anointing of Peter himself, but it was the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that was healing people.
Era la pura presencia de Dios sobre Pedro, aleluya.
It was the presence of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, with Peter. We would like to say hello to Isaías Pagán. Dios te bendiga. Aleluya. Carlos Velázquez. Dios te bendiga. Adán. Dios te bendiga. Big
Bobby.
Aleluya. Dios te bendiga. All the people who are on Facebook. Bakisha. God bless you. All our friends that are beginning to come on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Pastor Edmundo and Gisela Rivera. In Facebook, come in and give us a like. If you want to join, hallelujah, want to become our friend, just put it. And we have more sermons that you can listen to us, hallelujah. And it's called Pastor Edmundo and Gisela Rivera. And here you can always listen to our messages that we have prepared. Aleluya.
Si Pedro se hubiera quedado pensando en los errores que cometió, y el señalamiento de la gente, porque la gente lo señalaba y decía, sí, tú eras de los que andaba con Jesús. Sí, tú eras. Y él, no, yo no soy. Y la gente, sí, tú eras. Gloria al Señor. Y después tener que llorar amargamente, arrepentirse, Pedro se podía quedar llorando. Pedro podía regresar a la pesca, que era su trabajo. Pero Pedro decidió creerle al Señor y levantarse.
How many times have you fallen? How many times have you fallen from the grace of God? How many times that the Lord has lifted you up and has mercy and has given you grace and have given you everything you have ever wanted in life, given you a family. He has healed you. He has made you a person that you are today, but yet you fall again, and tomorrow you try to get up and you fall once again. And let me tell you, my sister, my brother, and all those who are listening, there's something that's called the Holy Ghost. There is something that is called the presence of God that you have to look for, hallelujah, every day of your life. And this is called power from God that's going to hold you, hallelujah, it's going to lift you up, and it's going to always be by your side. But if you do not look, you do not seek the presence of God, how can you be in God's glory if you have no will to get up? Hallelujah. It's time that we, hallelujah, that know God, and we have fallen and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah.
Si caíste, levántate.
If you have fallen,
si cometiste un error,
if
Dios
you have made
an
error in your life, and God will forgive you.
Porque el Señor no es como el hombre que se enfoca en tus errores.
It is so great that God is not like man, that He does not hold you to your own mistakes.
Dios te ama por encima de ellos.
God loves you more. Hallelujah. He loves you over all your mistakes. We all commit mistakes, but we come to the presence of God and they say, Lord, forgive us.
If you fall again, get up.
Si te caíste, caíste, levántate.
Este es tu tiempo de levantarte.
This is your time to get up.
Este año que comienza, date la oportunidad.
We have a new year coming in.
Porque el Señor hace rato está.
Hallelujah, to get up.
Eso es.
We have a new year coming up fast, approaching. 2018, 2017 is going by really quick. We have about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks tops. And the Lord is saying, I want to live you up again. I want to work with you. I want to bless you. But we have to get you up. God is calling you.
Tantos planes que hacemos para el próximo año. Agendamos tantas cosas. Nos ponemos como meta muchas cosas. Pero el Señor no quiere que hagas agendas para eso. El Señor quiere que tú vuelvas, que el 2018 tú entres a la iglesia y le digas, Señor, yo quiero reconciliarme contigo. Señor, yo quiero levantarme del polvo donde caí. Señor, yo quiero testificarle al mundo, Señor, que tú me restauraste. Y así como me restauraste, vas a restaurar a otros.
God bless you, Hector Meléndez. Dios te bendiga mucho. Every year coming in, we have a New Year's resolution. Can you believe that Christians, people of faith say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This year I'm gonna lose some extra pounds. Well, this is fine. But no one says this year I'm going to get into the presence of the Lord. How many times have you said this? How many times have you said, Lord, this year I promise you I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to go into the Word. I'm going to start to fast more. I'm going to be watchful. I'm going to do this for your presence. I'm going to win someone for you this year. What happened to those resolutions that we once used to say, and now we have changed that and we're doing something different? Tonight, we are telling you and say it's time to come back. It's time to get up. It's time to lift yourself up. The Bible says seven times the righteous falls. Seven times the Lord will lift you up.
Dios es un Dios de oportunidades.
God is a God of opportunities.
Nosotros cerramos puertas.
We close doors.
Pero Dios siempre mantiene la de la abierta.
But God always has his door open.
Invita
for us.
A sus hijos a entrar a ella.
He invites all his children and all who wants to come in to enter.
Pero tienes que levantarte.
But you have to get up.
Tienes que levantarte.
You have to get up.
Este es el tiempo de tú levantarte.
This is the time for you to get up. This is the time for you to lift yourself up. This is the time for you to tell the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. I have fallen and I can't get up. I need you to help me. Psalm 77, verse 15. And it says, with your mighty arm you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Hallelujah. The mighty arm you redeemed your people with the arm, with the mighty hand of God, like Peter was lifted out of the water. Hallelujah. You too can be lifted from where you find yourself. Hallelujah. I was lifted from depression. I was lifted from a bed. Hallelujah, that I was confined to. The Lord changed my world. Hallelujah. Just because of his mighty arm. Hallelujah. Just because of his mighty arm.
Pero tienes que poner el empeño. Tienes que levantarte.
But you have to do something.
Dios hace su parte, pero Dios también espera que tú hagas la tuya.
But you must do your thing. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, how you do this? Well, you're going to have to say to yourself, I matter. God loves you, and it's time to get up and start feeling sorry for yourself and say, Lord, I can do all things, repeat it with me,
all things,
todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece, hallelujah, I can do everything in Christ who has lifted me up, oh Santo Jesús, te doy gracias.
Es tiempo de levantarte.
It's time to get up.
Es tiempo de darte una oportunidad.
This time we're going to listen to one of our CDs, and it's CD number 7. Yes.
You want to cut the sound?
Yes.
Ya no puedo más seguir. Cuando siento desmayar. Cuando en la oscuridad no veo más. En un abismo creo estar. Yo no temeré, conmigo estás. Tú mi aliento, tú mi sustento.
Opportunity. This is the opportunity for you to think, reflect, and say, I'm tired of being on the ground. I am tired of being where I find myself. I am tired of seeing so many people who just started to come to church and now they're doing so many things. I've been serving the Lord for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and you still find yourself where you're at now. Ahora es el momento a decirle, Señor, estoy cansado de estar donde yo me encuentro. Es necesario que yo me levante, aleluya, del hoyo de donde yo me encuentro. Simple.
Le hablamos a aquel que alguna vez estuvo y porque cayó y no se pudo levantar y nadie pudo extenderle la mano para levantarse. El Señor hoy se acuerda de ti. Y dice, donde mismo me dejaste, ahí estoy.
The Lord is still there where you have left him. I don't know where you left God. God is still where you left him. And God is merciful. God has mercy. And he tells you, I am still here where you left him.
Y ahora le quiero hablar a aquel que está dentro, que está en la iglesia. Y porque el Señor una vez lo usó, aleluya, con voz de profeta, con voz de trompeta, aleluya. Y cometió un error y cayó. Se convirtió en objeto de burla. Y lo obligaron a bajar su cabeza.
Now I'm going to talk to these prophets, hallelujah. The ones who were in church, the ones who the Lord have used like a trumpet, the ones that God used to use, and now these people are there no longer. The Lord wants to restore you from where you find yourself. And you have fallen, and you have backslidden, and now you find yourself back in the world, and you're not happy. You find yourself in a deep depression. You're back doing the same things you used to do. You're back on the block. You're back smoking. You're back drinking. You're back doing things that you know that you're harming yourself. You're doing things that you know is against God's will.
El Señor ha visto tu sufrimiento.
And God has seen your sufferings.
Y el Señor ha visto cada lágrima que has derramado.
And God has seen all your tears, and he has seen you cry.
Y en esta noche el Señor te dice, levántate.
And tonight the Lord wants to tell you, the Holy Spirit is telling you, hallelujah.
Le hablo a los Elías de la vida.
I see you, and we're talking to the Elijahs of the Bible.
Porque se levantó una Jezabel en el momento dado y te amenazó y te dijo que iba a cortar tu cabeza y tú saliste huyendo.
Because you find yourself with a Jezebel that said something to you, and he said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off, and you became afraid and you ran off and you hid yourself in the cave.
Y te fuiste al desierto.
And now you find yourself in the desert.
Y le dijiste, Señor, llévame.
And you tell the Lord day in and day out, take me with you.
Ya yo no puedo más nada, llévame.
I can't do this anymore. I can't lift myself up from where I find myself.
Y el Señor toca tu corazón.
And the Lord wants to touch your heart once again.
Tu mente.
Your heart, your mind.
Darte descanso.
He wants to give you, hallelujah, rest from all your running.
Y después de tu descanso, porque corriste
hallelujah
mucho.
And after you have rested,
el Señor viene a tu vida.
God comes into your mind.
Envía
your heart,
un ángel.
And he will send an angel to you.
Como hizo con Elías.
Just how he gave
y le
Elijah,
dice, levántate.
And he gave him food and he
come
said,
y levántate.
Eat.
Porque largo camino te resta.
Because you have a long road ahead of you.
Así que en esta noche te decimos, levántate.
And like we tell you tonight, get up from where you find yourself.
No es tiempo de estar pidiendo la muerte.
It's not time, hallelujah, to tell the Lord, take me with you.
Porque no es tu tiempo.
Because it's not your time yet.
Dios no te dio esa potestad tampoco.
God did not give you that right.
Pero levántate para que le testifiques a otros del suelo donde saliste.
and testify and preach the word of God to the world and what he has done for you.
Sacúdete el polvo de tus pies y levántate.
Take the dust out of your feet.
Vamos, camina.
And walk. Let's go. It's time to get up. Get up from where you're at. The Lord is calling you. Just as Peter was sinking in the water and hallelujah, his hand was out. He said, Lord, save me. And Jesus extended his arm and he said, oh, Peter, Peter, hallelujah. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Why did you take your eyes off of me? See, the problem is that we, hallelujah, we take our eyes off of Jesus Christ. Because we think that the Lord has used us so much and we become, hallelujah, someone, hallelujah, a powerful, and oh, the Lord uses you here and the Lord uses you there. And we forget that the power is not ours. The power is of the Lord. The words come from the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is come from the Lord. It's not yours. You are just a vessel. Just like we are preaching the word of God. But we rely heavily on the Lord. And we say, Lord, use us for your glory. Use us for your glory. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. We cannot do nothing without your presence. Hallelujah. Use us as an instrument so many can be blessed. In Jesus Christ, we pray. This is how we are supposed to be. The highest point you can ever be in the presence of God is at the feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we understand this and we learn, hallelujah, that the best place that any Christian, that anybody can be, is at Jesus Christ's feet.
Porque siete veces cae el justo y vuelve a levantarse. Y vuelve a levantarse. Siete veces caíste, siete veces te vas a levantar en el nombre de Jesús. Aleluya. Este es tiempo de levantarte. Si vuelves a caer, levántate.
Aleluya.
Dios te está dando la oportunidad. Olvídate lo que diga la gente.
God is giving you the opportunity. Forget about what people are saying. God is calling. He's giving you the opportunity you want. You're shouting out for him. You're crying right now. I know that you're crying and you feel sad. You feel ashamed of what you did. And the devil has been bombarding you with so many things. And he's saying, you see, look at yourself now. You once used to preach the word of God. And now, look what you're doing. You're back in the world. Hallelujah. And you're ashamed of putting your head up. And you believe. And you have believed that God will not restore you. And God is telling you, I am here where you left me.
La sangre de Cristo te lava, te limpia de todo pecado. Aleluya.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you of all your sins.
Y en esta noche quiere limpiarte.
And tonight he wants to clean your blood full of sin with his
blood. Así que levántate.
He wants to do a transfusion.
No importa cuán grave, cuán difícil haya sido tu pecado.
It doesn't matter how you have sinned.
Tu herida.
Your sin.
Tu persecución.
Hallelujah, you have been persecuted.
Si vuelves a caer, levántate.
If you have fallen again, get up. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 17. And it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Salmo 34, versículo 17 hasta el 19. And it says in verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Glory al Señor.
I know there are many people who find themselves crushed in their spirit. They have been brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Your boyfriend has left you. Your girlfriend has left you. You lost a job. Hallelujah. Your children have left you. Oh, I don't know what has happened to you. Your heart has been broken. Somebody broke your heart. And God wants to mend your heart once again.
Salmo 34:17. Claman los justos y Jehová los oye y los libra de todas sus angustias. Cercano está Jehová a los quebrantados de corazón y salvo los contristos de espíritu. Muchas, muchas son las aflicciones del justo, pero de todas ellas le librará Jehová. O sea, no hay excepción, no es un cantito, no es algunas, son todas tus aflicciones, Dios te librará.
Acá.
Amen.
Acá.
Acá.
God is sending this way.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you, make a right turn right here. Stop where you're doing. Lift your hands up in the air and say, Lord, I render myself to your feet.
Yes.
I render myself in your presence. I render myself, I lift up my hands in show of worshiping and bow down to the floor. As a matter of fact, put your face on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Put your face yes. on the ground and say, Amen. Lord, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
I humble myself to you. Like the woman who was crying and washed Jesus' feet. And with her hair, she started to dry his feet. And then, hallelujah, she had a little jar of perfume. And that perfume, she started to anoint Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, all she wanted to do was to be at Jesus' feet. And this woman was a woman that the Bible says that she was a sinful woman. Now, I am not trying to bash down the women. I'm just saying that this is, hallelujah, we find ourselves just like this woman. We are full of sin, but this woman did something very important. She said to herself, I need to go and be at Jesus' feet.
Hallelujah.
That's what Jesus wants us to do, to go and humble ourselves before his presence. Hallelujah. And he told this woman, he said, go in peace. Your faith has saved you. She was on the floor crying. She was, hallelujah, on the floor many, many times. She has fallen and she could not get up on her own two feet. But she did something, hallelujah. She did something important. She said, I'm going to humble myself.
Yes.
Me voy a humillar delante de tu presencia. Voy a hacer algo muy importante. Hallelujah. She said, I don't care if they're looking at me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't care who's watching me.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what they're going to say about me. But it's necessary to be at Jesus' feet.
Gloria al Señor. No importa qué tipo de aflicción tú tengas. Cuán inmensa sea la tristeza donde estás sumergido. Aleluya. Si lo has perdido todo y todo te ha fallado, prueba a Cristo.
If you have tried everything and everything that you have tried has failed, tonight we tell you now try Jesus. Call us 772-221-1100 or you can give me a message on my phone. Hallelujah, my cell phone is 706-414-5827. And give me a call and say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ. If you don't have a church and you live here in Palm City or in Port St. Lucie or in Jensen Beach, I have a few pastor friends that are always with me. And if you can't get here to my church here in Palm City, we can send you to another pastor up in Jensen Beach, which is Pastor Dave and his church. There are so many other churches that we can guide you through. But if you want to follow our voice, you want to come visit us. Well, our church is found at, hallelujah, 34th Street in Cornell
Te bendiga, Avenue. Pastora Adolia Beltre.
In Palm City at the old Civic Center in Palm City. Here we have our services on Sundays only at 6:30 to 8. We have first we have, hallelujah, our Bible class in English and Spanish.
Hallelujah for all our Spanish-speaking friends and want to continue in their Spanish language. We have a Bible class, English and Spanish, and our main service starts at 7. Hallelujah. We invite you to come and worship with us. If you find yourself in Jensen Beach and you want to go to Jensen Beach, well, we can guide you with another pastor. Hallelujah. And they can help you. If you find yourself in Port St. Lucie and it's too far for you, we can also guide you to another church. Hallelujah. They preach the word of God. So there are so many doors open that God is telling you, I will lift you up. And hallelujah, we got a lot of good pastor friends. Hallelujah. That preach the word of God and can guide you through this and help you at the same time. So give us a call. Hallelujah. 772-221-1100. We have about a good 8-9 minutes. So give us a call. God is calling you at this time. He wants to lift you up from where you're at. Jesus loves you. He's lifted up, and we fall all the time. There are so many things happening in the world. Hallelujah. And somebody crashes your car, God forbid, or you lost your job, and there's so many things, and you fall into a depression, and you need help. You have fallen. You're falling from the grace of God. You haven't been praying. You haven't been reading the word of God. And you say to yourself, well, why all these things are happening? Well, the Bible says that in this world we will have tribulations. And he says, Jesus says, but be calm. I have won. I have triumphed over this world. So, hallelujah. Think about what you're doing right now. And say, Lord, I'm lifting my hands up and I want to accept you as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. Acepta a Cristo como tu Salvador. Levanta tus manos ahora mismo y dile al Señor, Señor, yo me rindo a tus pies. Yo me rindo a tu presencia. En los pies tuyos es donde yo tengo que estar. Ten misericordia de mí. Ten misericordia. Mirna, Dios te bendiga. Aleluya. Pastora Beltré, Dios te bendiga también. Aleluya.
If you fall again, get up.
Aleluya.
This is your time. Don't forget Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you all the time. And this time we are celebrating Jesus.
Christmas is coming around. We don't celebrate a day. We celebrate a birth of a child that was promised to us. This child will be the savior of all world, of all of us. This child will carry the burden of the world, the sins of a world, and your sins are included. And he sacrificed himself when he was 33 years old, and he gave himself as a sacrifice, a pure sacrifice. And every 25th day of December, year round, they celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday. He was not born on the 25th. It was just the day picked. And we remember the act of the cross. So tonight I say, Christmas is coming around.
Te bendiga, Israel.
And you want to give Jesus the best gift you can ever give him? Give him your heart. Give him your heart. This is time for you to say, Lord, I want to give you my heart as a gift. Because all that Jesus needs and wants is your heart. He wants you. He wants to bless you. This is the opportunity. Ahora es la oportunidad de regalarle al nuestro Señor Salvador tu corazón. El corazón es lo que Dios quiere del ser humano, porque el cuerpo, aleluya, vuelve a la tierra, el espíritu vuelve al Padre y el alma que tiene, aleluya, el ser humano va a donde le pertenece. So, si tu corazón le pertenece a Jesucristo, va para la presencia del Señor. Pero si tu corazón, aleluya, está lleno de odio y pecado, va a la presencia de Satanás en el infierno. Ahora es el momento de tú decidir y decirle: Señor, yo quiero que mi corazón esté, aleluya, delante de tu presencia. This is the time for you to reflect and you say to yourself, what could I give Jesus? The best gift you can ever give is your heart. Hallelujah. Because your body goes to the dust from where it came from. Your spirit, hallelujah, goes to the Father who has given, but yet your soul goes to, hallelujah, who's his owner. Hallelujah. So if your, hallelujah, your heart belongs to Jesus, hallelujah, and you have lived a righteous, hallelujah, life, hallelujah, in his presence, your soul will go to the presence of God. But yet if you have lived a sinful life, if you have lived a life full of hate, hallelujah, and sin, your soul will go to its owner, which is Satan, hallelujah, and you will burn in hell. This is according to the Bible. Hallelujah. So tonight is the opportunity for you to say, no, I want my heart to go to Jesus. But there is only one God. And this is, hallelujah, Jehovah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A gift from God to us. Hallelujah. For God so loved this world, he sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. To the all who believe in him may be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Hallelujah. So let us pray. We have 1 minute left. Vamos a orar. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the blessing you have given us. I thank you for this reflection, for all those who are listening can understand that you are at the door. Hallelujah. And if you come today, all those who accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will go to heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, write their names in the book of life. Hallelujah. With Jesus' blood on that book so it can never be erased. Hallelujah. And if we find ourselves on the ground like many have people have done, and the Bible said, the Bible says that seven times the just fall, seven times you will lift them up. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you will bless these people, hallelujah, that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Heal all those, Lord. I ask you for Pastor Benny, Lord. I ask you that you may heal him, Lord. I ask you that you may lift him from where he is found at this time. Lord, bless him, hallelujah. Bless his body, Lord, hallelujah. Do your, hallelujah, miracles in this man's body. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. So tomorrow is another day. We will see you at our church, hallelujah. If not in our church, in Pastor Dave's church, hallelujah. In all the churches we find serving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
hallelujah.
You.
God bless bye. You all. Dios te bendiga. Santo Jesús. Gracias por todo, Señor. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yasmin, Dios te bendiga. Israel, Dios te bendiga mucho. Gloria a Dios. Santo Jesús.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.